This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Welcome, Matthew. I appreciate you being here with us tonight. I've got three questions for you that I know people that are listening to this podcast want to know, not only about you, but about the projects you're working on. So here are the three questions. Here's the first question for you. What was your very first PHP-based project?
That was actually the project that I started with PHP in general with. This was back in 2002. I actually got a job as a PHP developer, and I didn't know PHP at the time, but they picked me up out of college, and I learned C++, and the syntax was not too far removed, so they figured I'd pick it up quick enough. This was a content management system that's now still, as far as I know, still being sold as a service today.
Excellent. You run a open source project, Fergie. We've done podcasts on that before, and this isn't really about Fergie herself, but as the leader of an open source project, what is the biggest challenge you face?
Honestly, me personally, it's time. It's just finding time. I mean, even a project is relatively small as Fergie compared to some projects like WordPress, Drupal, et cetera, et cetera. It's still hard to find time, even with only a few dozen active contributors at any given moment, to review pull requests, to review tickets, to try to make sure that I'm at least letting everybody know that I hear them, I hear what they're saying, I at least want to, you know, keep up a conversation with them. I want to involve them. I want to take their contributions. Just with me personally, between a job, a family, other things going on, like speaking at conferences, in particular this year, it's finding time to keep up after it, and not just write code myself, but maintain contributions is difficult.
Okay. You said speaking at conferences. Now, obviously, you are speaking at Tech 11 this year, aren't you?
Speaking at Tech 11, and in May, I'll also be speaking at Confu in March.
That's right. I forgot you were at Confu. Excellent.
Yep. So a lot of preparation in the next few months. Thank you.
Okay. Final question for you. When you look at other PHP open source projects, what is the one mistake that you see other people or other project owners make?
I think that what you want to do, obviously, with any open source project is get people excited about it, get them passionate about it, get them continuing to contribute things over time. The easiest way I've seen to completely stop that from happening early on is to make them feel like they're not being heard. And it's difficult, especially with large projects, because you're going to have a lot of people using them. But if you leave a ticket open for several months ongoing, even especially with a patch, I've seen issues that have been patched and left for years, and it's sad. Because I found this one of the easiest ways to turn people off from your project. So trying to scale up as many volunteers as you have to keep up with those sorts of contributions in the way of tickets, patches, pull requests, whatever, just at the very least to make sure that you're hearing people, even if you close a bug report because it's not correct, or you don't accept the pull request because it doesn't fit in with the code base or whatever, at least they know that you heard them. And I think that's very important.
Excellent advice. Thank you, Matthew, for your time. What's your local user group?
Here we don't actually have a PHP one, but I actually run a group called the Acadiana Open Source Group. You can find us at acadianaos.org.
Thank you, because that was my next question, is what's the URL? Appreciate your time tonight, Matthew.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website, voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled E-L-E-P-H-P-A-N-T. Day Camp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. Day Camp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.